River Song by Ezra Pound, read for LibriVox.org by Alan Drake. This boat is of chateau wood, and its gunwales are cut magnolia. Musicians with jeweled flutes and with pipes of gold fill full the sides in rows, and our wine is rich for a thousand cups. We carry singing girls, drift with the drifting water, yet Senin needs a yellow stork for a charger, and all our seamen would follow the white gulls or ride them. Kutsu's prose song hangs with the sun and moon. King So's terraced palace is now the barren hill. But I draw pen on this barge, causing the five peaks to tremble, and I have joy in these words, like the joy of blue islands. If glory could last forever, then the waters of Han would flow northward. And I have moped in the emperor's garden, awaiting an order to write. I looked at the dragon pond with its willow-colored water just reflecting the sky's tinge, and heard the 50 nightingales aimlessly singing. The eastern wind brings the green color into our island grasses at Yeshu. The purple house and the crimson are full of spring softness. South of the pond, the willow tips are half blue and bluer. Their cords tangle in mist against the brocade-like palace. Fine strings 100 feet long hang down from the carved railings, and high over the willows, the fine birds sing to each other and listen, crying, Kuan, Kuan, for the early wind and the feel of it. The wind bundles itself into a bluish cloud and wanders off. Over 1,000 gates, over 1,000 doors are the sounds of spring singing. And the emperor is at Ko. 5 clouds hang aloft, bright on the purple sky. The imperial guards come forth from the golden house with their armor gleaming. The emperor in his jeweled car goes out to inspect his flowers. He goes out to Hori to look at the wing-flapping storks. He returns by way of Seirak to hear the new nightingales. For the gardens of Jo-Run are full of new nightingales. Their sound is mixed in this flute. Their voice is in the 12 pipes here by Rihaku, 8th century AD. End of poem. This recording is in